Hey, so am I interrupting you there or something, buddy?
Sorry. You caught me in the middle of looking to Schedule Builder, because whenever I go to a conference, I always make sure that I have this kind of ritual that I follow whenever I'm planning out my time when I'm there, and it's a little involved with stuff I got to get.
I'll go ahead and let you do your ritual.
Thanks,
man. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the TechEd North America Countdown Show. We are at T-minus... Seven.
Seven already.
Oh, it's coming fast.
I have to get started.
It's coming furious. Are you all right there? You got everything ready?
Almost.
Feel free to have a drink or something there. I was going to say cocktail, but it is a little early. Yeah.
It's part of the ritual. So the concept is basically you've got to plan your time efficiently while you're there. And so you have to put yourself in the mood to look at all the possible sessions. There's so many sessions. So you wear something from the conference. This is my TechEd Australia speaking shirt, so it has the TechEd brand on it. Get comfortable with your favorite cup of whatever it is you happen to have a drink of.
Right.
Put on some music, but it turns out that my phone battery is actually dead, so I can't play any music right now.
Oh, that's all right. It's only a 10-minute show anyway.
And then you sit down and you go through the content of the
Oddly enough, we're going to talk about Schedule Builder today. So what is Schedule Builder? I mean, we talked a little bit about it last week, and the reason we're here talking about it more this week is because, folks, you didn't listen to what we had to say last week.
Right. We said you have to go and use Schedule Builder to choose the sessions that you want to go to or you most are interested to go to, because we use that information for planning, room allocation, do we do repeats because it's so popular and stuff like that. And if you don't fill out the details, we can't do proper planning.
And there's a whole ton of folks out there that just haven't used the Schedule Builder yet.
Right. So I thought, hey, why don't we do a little bit of a demo and I'll share my kooky ritual that I do for getting ready for Schedule Builder.
Well, since you've already taken up everybody's time and my time as well getting your ritual together, you talk about Schedule Builder a little bit.
So obviously going to the TechEd North America website, so northamerica.msteched.com,
right.
Logging in with your live ID that you registered with when you registered for the event. You then have the ability to go off to your content and catalog that I'm at right now, which basically brings up the catalog. And in the catalog, you're able to go ahead and see what possible sessions are there. And then this is where the fun starts to happen, because you can literally browse through a variety of ways, a multitude of ways, if you wanted to. So personally, I like to first of all go ahead and find out who my favorite speakers are.
Okay.
So let's see, Joey Snow.
Yeah, see, I'm not in that list.
Okay, so we'll pass on you.
So you got to pass on me.
Okay, well, how about a good friend of mine and yours, Adam Carter?
Yeah, we can do Adam Carter.
There you go. So you select him. Go ahead and hit done, and it does a very simple, you know, it's this online database thing, filter of showing you what sessions happen to be there. And because I'm just getting started with Schedule Builder, I just go ahead and say, you know what, add it in. And then he's inside my session. Good to go. I then go in and maybe I'll go off and I'll take a look at maybe, for instance, let's clear this guy off, clear all, and then go by product and technology, because I'm a server guy, right?
Right.
So down here to Windows Server. 2012, because it's new.
Yes.
Put that on as a filter. It goes off and chooses my sessions. And then I'm just going to go quickly. You know what? I'm going to do the overview. Server core is kind of interesting, how to deploy it. Continuous availability. You know, all these are actually kind of interesting. So I'm just going to add them into my session. And the reason why I don't really care that much is because these are my priority.
Okay.
Right? As I'm going through and selecting them and continuing with this whole trend, you see that my schedule number up here keeps on building up.
Yeah.
The best part is you click on this and you see where your gaps are. Because you can also filter by your holes. Like, I don't have anything at 1:15 to 3:15 on Monday. I can go in and filter to see what other sessions are available at that time and then pick those as well.
So one thing I've noticed on your schedule there, you've got multiple sessions in a single block.
Yeah, so that was my tip from last week. Where I said, from our Tips and Tricks show,
yep,
always go and plan multiple blocks and multiple sessions in that one block. Just in case Adam Carter isn't that interesting,
yeah,
you can go off and see your complimentary session that's in the same time slot without having to go off and fish off into your little miniature calendar,
right,
or go off and check online.
Yeah,
that's the basic idea. I mean, it's a very you made me rush through my whole ritual. Again, normally it's a bottle of wine and it's some music playing and soft lighting and stuff like that. But you said I didn't have that much time to do it today.
Yeah, I'm gonna stand.
But you know what? This is actually a great this is a great transition to show you another thing that I wanted to make sure that we covered today on this show too, which was again, clear all, go in and choose, this time I'm going to go with a session type because something was just published recently that we need to talk about, which is
The Foundation Sessions.
Tell me about what the Foundation Sessions are.
So we started the Foundation Sessions probably about 3 years ago now-ish. And the whole concept behind them is when we get to Tech Ed, we do this big, grandiose keynote, right?
Yep.
And it's kind of high level, giving you a whole ton of information there.
In 90 minutes. Yep.
And then what we do is we jump right into these 300-level, 400-level deep dive sessions.
That's kind of like a sucker punch to the gut.
Yeah, a little bit. So what we do with the foundational sessions is it's kind of like it's that transition point, right? Enables you to go in and get some deeper knowledge than what you would see in a big general keynote, without having to take that punch to the gut going immediately into super deep technical stuff.
So it eases into you, right?
Yeah, eases you right in, and also kind of gives some strategy around some things. Maybe you heard something in the keynote, and you want to understand really kind of at a further depth where we're going in strategic. So a lot of these, again, they're not generally single product focused. You know, they're kind of broader across multiple pieces of technology. There's, I mean, you see a couple of them here, right? You've got the modernizing your data center one.
Yep.
Right? You've got the enablement of consumerization of IT. Dealing with multiple pieces of technology, but at a deeper level than what we would do in that keynote. So we've got consumerization of IT with Garth Fort, got modernizing your data center with Mike Schutz. We've got the new world of data, right, with SQL Server and hybrid IT with Quentin Clark, application stuff for our dev folks at home, the application lifecycle management, Cameron Skinner, Brian Keller from our counterparts over in the development side.
And just added on Wednesday
that did not actually go out in the initial PR burst. If you took a look at that at home, is Windows Azure today and tomorrow with Scott Guthrie.
Scott Goo.
Yeah.
Always a headliner.
Always a hit.
Absolutely.
So make sure you get signed up for your foundation sessions as well, and use that schedule builder.
So I'm going to go off and I'm going to take a look at consumerization as well as my data center. I think I'm probably going to sit inside the data center one because I'm actually helping out in that
one. That probably is a good idea.
I should probably be there.
So last week we talked about tips and tricks.
Yeah.
And I want to continue on. So it's time once again for more tips and tricks. Yeah, there we go. David Voller sent us some tips and tricks this week. A couple of them I want to see. First, number one on his list, pre-conference sessions.
Ah, we had pre-conference earlier on in the countdown, right?
Yep, absolutely. You want to make sure that you sign up for those pre-conference sessions now. They are an additional charge above and beyond what you would normally pay for the conference, but it's an entire day of immersive stuff. Bury your brain with knowledge.
Yep.
So he suggests pre-conference sessions. Also, get to the conference early. We covered this a little bit last week. Get in on Sunday.
Did you just watch the show and just start to regurgitate them again or something?
Yeah, no,
or
I'm just going based on what he says here.
Okay.
Here, I like this one. I like this a lot. Now, we have to write a lot of event summaries when we go to places, right?
Yep.
So that people see what we were doing. David here says, I like to try to write an overall summary of the conference every day at the show.
Ooh. Like a... Almost like a blog post.
But this is great for your bosses.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right? Bosses love summary reports.
It's way more efficient than if you decide to do this on the plane on the way home.
After an entire week of tech ed, everything starts to blur.
And stuff, yes.
Oh, there's parties at Tech Ed, too. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. He says, get familiar with Twitter. Now, there's this, kind of whole thing, IT guys don't use Twitter. That's not true. We use Twitter quite a bit, actually. Stay away from the sweets and the carbs. Particularly if you're prone to falling asleep.
I was about to say, that's going to be your easy sugar crash that's going to happen
in
the afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So stick with the fruits, stick with the healthier kind of snacks and those kinds of things. He also mentions to drink water every chance that you get.
Normally, there's a water bottle included. We don't know if there's going to be one this year or not because it's always decided later on.
Normally, there is.
Make sure you clean that water bottle and fill it up and keep it filled.
And then the last one I want to bring up, David's got quite a few here, and of course, you can check it all out
on
the discussion forums, right? My Tech Ed. He says here, the best way to make a friend, bring a power strip. Because power, especially in those session rooms.
You gotta find the plug. So you can either go down to the ComNet stations and they have normally a drop-off area there.
Right.
But then you're standing, like we're standing right now. You get kind of tired, right?
Yep.
So that's actually really good because I've always seen IT guys crashed on the floor, leaning up against the wall, whatever it happens to be. One guy's got the power strip plugged in and he makes lots of new friends.
Lots of new friends, and that's, of course, a big part of Tech Ed is the networking aspects. Yep.
You got it.
So what are we going to be doing at Tech Ed, Rick?
I got to finish my schedule to find that out.
Yeah. Well, you do realize that we have to do our interviews, and we're actually going to be live.
Oh, Good point.
Yes, we're going to be live at Channel 9 for 2 days.
I thought we were going to be talking about that on a different show.
Well, we are, but I want to get it in folks' heads now.
Because you mentioned the Twitter at the same time.
That's right. We have to talk about the Twitter.
So we will be doing a live stream and a live broadcast on site at different points throughout the of the conference, 2 days or so of the conference. We get to have recommendations for questions. Maybe even if you're starting to tweet now, you can also talk about maybe who you would like to see us interview as well. And we're going to be watching during the sessions CH9 Live.
Yep, hashtag
hashtag CH9. CH9 Live.
Yep.
Hashtag for all you new tweeters or twits or twitties or what do you want to call them. Hashtag is the pound sign with CH9 Live. I've got a search in my Metro Tweet utility that is filtered on that one there to be able to see what's going on. And you can also use our, you know, my Rickster CDN, Joey Snow,
we're all
there as well, to let us know what sessions you might be interested in having an interview with the individual to get them bubbled up on our list. Yep. And then also during the session, during the conference and other stuff like that, CH9 Live is a way to have us potentially ask your question on air.
Right as we're there. But we'll, of course, go into more in-depth in terms of what we're doing with our live broadcasts and everything else at a later show. But I think we're up against it on time.
Oh, yes.
Because you took so much time
getting
here.
I've got more to go,
home,
man. Right?
Well, you know what? I'm going to leave you to that.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you guys next week on the Tech Ed North America Countdown Show, where we're going to be at T-minus 6 weeks.
I'm starting to freak out. It's getting really close.
Get your schedule built.
I don't have my flight still. I've got my hotel, and I'm registered. I don't have my flight.
I'm going to leave now.